Good morning. This is Israel AM for August 26th. The Health Ministry reported 1,943 new coronavirus cases yesterday. There are currently 20,581 active cases, of which 430 people are hospitalized in serious condition and 118 on ventilators. There have been 867 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. Hamas declared a 48-hour lockdown in Gaza after one man died of COVID and several others tested positive for the virus. A 35-year-old man was stabbed and seriously wounded at the Segula Junction in Petah Tikva today. Police arrested the suspected assailant and are investigating the circumstances of the incident. IDF attack helicopters and aircraft struck observation posts belonging to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon last night, after shots were fired at Israeli troops patrolling the border area. Early Wednesday, the military ordered residents living in communities near the border with Lebanon to shelter in place and block roads following what it described as, quote, a security incident in the area. Israeli officials estimate that Hezbollah possesses 130,000 rockets and missiles capable of striking virtually anywhere in Israel, and has gained valuable battlefield experience fighting alongside Iranian troops in Syria. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to continue military coordination in Syria to allow for Israeli airstrikes there. Israel and Russia will also cooperate in research and production of a coronavirus vaccine. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day and stay well.